KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, some light rain, and 55 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 2/100ths of an inch of rainfall this morning. Harlan also reports 2/100ths of an inch. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies with scattered showers today at a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Two fatal accidents occurred here in western Iowa yesterday. A central Iowa woman died and two other women were injured during a collision Thursday afternoon in western Guthrie County. The Iowa State Patrol's 78-year-old Beverly Chase of West Des Moines died at the Audubon County Hospital after the car she was a passenger in was hit broadside by another vehicle around 1:30 p.m. 77-year-old Nadine Ludwig of Des Moines was driving a 2002 Mercury Sable eastbound on 190th and failed to yield after stopping at the intersection with Chestnut Road. Her car was hit by a northbound 2001 Pontiac Aztec driven by 26-year-old Angela Lovejoy of Coon Rapids. Officials say Lovejoy was not wearing her seatbelt while the other two women were properly restrained in their vehicle. Immediately after the collision, the Sable continued into the northeast ditch while the Pontiac came to rest on the roadway. Ludwig and Lovejoy were both transported by Audubon Rescue to the Audubon County Hospital. There is no word on their condition. The accident remains under investigation. The Iowa State Patrol also said the driver of a pickup truck died Thursday morning when he was ejected from the vehicle as it went out of control on Interstate 80 near Adair. 32-year-old Randy Johnson of Winterset died at the scene of the crash on I-80 eastbound at about the 77-mile marker. Officials said Johnson was traveling west on I-80 at around 7:10 a.m., when he came up fast on an eastbound Freightliner van and swerved to avoid hitting the rear of the vehicle. Johnson's 2008 Freightliner pickup went out of control, crossed the median and eastbound lanes of traffic before entering the south ditch and rolling over. Johnson was ejected from the vehicle as it rolled. The patrol's report did not indicate if he was wearing a seatbelt. The accident closed both lanes of eastbound traffic for about an hour. One of the lanes remained closed for more than 4 hours while authorities investigated the scene and crews worked to remove the vehicle from the ditch. News time is 7:09.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said two people were arrested early this morning in Villisca. 20-year-old Jaden Dwayne Ayers of Villisca was arrested just after midnight for possession of alcohol under the legal age. And 21-year-old Joshua Allen Beadle, also of Villisca, was arrested for breach of peace. Their arrests followed an incident which occurred on the 400 block of South 3rd Avenue in Villisca. Both men were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and later released on $300 bond. Police in Atlantic reported on Thursday the arrest of an Avoca man. 32-year-old Brandon Swisher was taken into custody Thursday on a charge of OWI third offense. Swisher was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. A chase of two stolen vehicles late Wednesday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in two people being arrested on multiple charges. Pott County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Reynolds told KJAN News the incident began at around 11:48 a.m. Wednesday with a dispatch from the Pott County Communications Center pertaining to the theft of a vehicle from the 16,000 block of 275th Street, or just west of Trainer. A white Chevy S10 pickup was reported stolen from that residence, and there were reports a blue Ford F-150 pickup was following the Chevy. There were also reports the resident whose pickup was stolen was also trying to follow the alleged thief. Reynolds says a sheriff's deputy responding to the area intercepted the S-10 still being followed by the Ford in the area of 170th and Honeysuckle. The deputy confirmed the S-10 was stolen and turned to initiate a traffic stop. At that point, both vehicles took off and a lengthy chase ensued. The chase wound along a gravel road near the Iowa State Patrol post number 3 at about Hunt and Highway 6. During the chase, several state troopers and additional sheriff's deputies deployed stop sticks, which hit the mark and punctured tires on both vehicles. The chase didn't end there, however. Reynolds said the S-10 ultimately failed to negotiate a corner and wrecked. The driver, 27-year-old Lee Voss from Council Bluffs, was taken into custody on second-degree theft, eluding burglary in the third degree, theft in the first degree, and resisting arrest charges. He suffered minor injuries during the crash and was treated at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs before being booked into the Pott County Jail. Meanwhile, the F-150, which lost its right front wheel and was still being pursued by a sheriff's deputy, continued back into Council Bluffs and got onto I-80 eastbound. Despite having only three wheels, the pickup was clocked at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. It left the interstate at the Underwood exit and went on east on G-30 before turning onto County Road L-52 toward McClellan. After a state trooper initiated a pit maneuver, the pickup crashed into a ditch. Its driver, 24-year-old Whitney Kuntz of Smithville, Missouri, was arrested for possession of narcotics, possession of drug paraphernalia, eluding, and theft in the first degree. The vehicle was determined to have been stolen from the 11,000 block of 270th Street or near Silver City. Kuntz also suffered minor injuries and was treated and released from the hospital before being booked into the jail. None of the law enforcement officers were injured during the chase. The thefts are still under investigation and additional charges are possible. Kuntz and Voss were being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $10,000 bond each. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN. Randy Young, age 48, of Omaha, died Sunday in Omaha. Celebration of life services for Randy Young will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the Eastern Hills Baptist Church in Council Bluffs. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Jerene Jerry Weiss, age 79, of Manila, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Jerry Weiss will be today at 10:30 at the United Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. James Jim Houston, age 58, of Atlantic, died Monday. Services for Jim Houston will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernard Strachey, age 85, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Bernard Strachey will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. George Jensen, age 67, of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, died December 10th. A graveside service for George Jensen will be held today at 2 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Vivian Reichardt Haley, age 72, of Corning, died April 12th. Graveside services for Vivian Reichardt Haley will be this afternoon at 2:30 at the Victoria Township Cemetery south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Edwin R. Smith, age 90, of Winterset, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Edwin Smith will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Earlham United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Donald C. Allen, age 75, of Yale, died April 10th. Funeral services for Donald Allen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. June Clemens, age 90, formerly of Atlantic, died April 12th in Minnesota. Memorial services for June Clemens will be Saturday from 10 until 11:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Larson, age 87, of Greenfield, died Monday. A funeral mass for Mary Larson will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Adolf Polacek, age 90, of Shelby, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Adolf Polacek will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Richard Dick Cooper, age 66, of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Dick Cooper will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. H. Claire Gill, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died April 14th. Graveside services for Claire Gill will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Joseph Gittins, age 30, of Persia, died May the 19th. Funeral services for Joseph Gittins will be this coming Tuesday at 10:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Jerry Gates, age 78, of Orient, died Wednesday. Funeral and Masonic services for Jerry Gates will be on Tuesday at 1:30 at the Orient Plymouth Congregational Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Lloyd Schroeder, age 85, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Lloyd Schroeder are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Karen Schleifarth, age 64, of Earlham and formerly of Greenfield, died Thursday in Johnston. Funeral services for Karen Schleifarth are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. The Skyscan forecast is next.